Let's hope you are doing some good cooking during these times. My next guest comes to the rescue presenting Modern Cast Iron, who knew her new book, The Complete Guide to Selecting, Seasoning, Cooking, and More. Bringing you on to the conversation, Ashley L. Jones. Good morning to you, Ashley.
Good morning.
Thank you for you. And, of course, the work you are presenting to us, described as an easy-to-digest reference with a boon to home cooks new to cast iron cooking and maybe even cooking in general. So let's take apart, first of all, the title, if we can. Of course, you, Ashley, an author, blogger, teacher. But what, you prefer the title of Big Sister?
That's right.
Yes. What is a cast iron?
What is cast iron? A cast iron is a pan, typically, or a pot made from iron that is cast or molded. So it's poured into a mold, and then the mold is broken, and what you have left with is a cast iron pan. And these days, that is then taken and seasoned using some oil that is heated to the metal, and it forms a nice nonstick, a natural nonstick coating on the pan. That's the black color that you see on a cast iron pan, and then they ship it to you, and that's what you get in the mail.
Nice. And of course, your book devoted to the modern cast iron. Where does modern play its role?
I think really for us, it has more to do with the way that we approach cast iron today. The way that cast iron is made has changed a little bit over the years, but not much. But our diets have changed, our nutritional needs have changed, the way that we approach cooking and in what we are cooking has changed. I'm gluten-free. My grandma didn't know what gluten-free was. Mm. My son can't have eggs right now, so that makes things a little bit trickier. So we all have our own nutritional needs, and the really cool thing is that cast iron can accommodate that. And I think that's really the surprise when you start digging into how you can cook with cast iron and the wonderful advantages that it offers as cookware. You find out that whatever you would like to cook, it's going to work in cast iron.
Nice. Well, let's get into the specifics where your book, again, Modern Cast Iron, does explore countless ways that cast iron benefits health and happiness. Where do I start? I trust I start with my cast iron, correct?
That's right. You need a piece of cast iron. So a lot of us have a piece that our grandma or mom passed down, and you can use that. But if you don't, you can also go to the store. You can find cast iron now in most big box stores. I know Target even has a whole little section devoted to cast iron. So you can find it readily. You can also find it online. You can get it directly from the manufacturer or from stores even like Amazon. But it's pretty easy to find now. The cost is not what you might think. Lodge Manufacturing is the oldest manufacturer here in the U.S., and a typical 10-inch pan from them will run you about $21.
Very nice. All right, I've got my pan ready to go. Where do I start with, I guess, filling my pantry? What are you going to have me cook?
That's a good question. The book that I have here, Modern Cast Iron, has about 50 different recipes. I cover everything from breakfast goodies to desserts, like a blueberry cobbler or a peach Dutch baby has become quite a favorite among those who read the book. And so you can cook whatever you'd like in cast iron. And so what I've done with my recipes, because we do have different dietary needs, and like I said, we're gluten-free, I've made every recipe something that you can substitute. So they're easy, few ingredients, few steps, classic kind of recipes. But if you'd like to substitute for a different kind of flour or a different vegetable or a vegetable instead of a fruit, you can usually do that. And that's the beauty of those older recipes, isn't it? The ones that our grandmas used to make, and they never wrote them down. They just knew what they were doing. And it's just nice that you can substitute. A lot of these newer cookbooks have lots of different ingredients, lots of different steps, and there's no wiggle room. So if you try to change something or remove something, the recipe kind of falls apart. And most of us home cooks just don't cook that way. So this is just something that, like you said earlier, it's easier to digest, it's easier to use, and I think it's more representative of the way that we cook.
Modern Cast Iron, the complete guide to selecting, seasoning, cooking, and more. Ashley L. Jones on the line. Tell me more about how seasoning plays its role.
Seasoning is very important with cast iron. Most people don't realize that bare cast iron without any seasoning on it is actually completely silver. It's amazing. It's really bright silver. I have some pictures in the book of that. When it is seasoned, that black coating is applied. And again, it's not really a coating. It's oil that is baked onto the pan, and that oil forms a polymer-type layer, a bonding to the iron of the pan. So it can't be scratched off. It can't be easily removed. It's a chemical adhesion that happens. And so what you're looking at there is something that's going to last for a long time. And so a lot of people get confused about the seasoning. There's a lot of kind of old wives' tales and things like that surrounding it. I try to debunk some of that in the book. And the real thing to know is that when you cook in a well-seasoned pan, you're going to add to the seasoning with your oils that you're cooking with. Oils and fats will help to make that seasoning stronger. But if you're cooking with something that's very acidic, like you make a big pot of chili in a cast iron Dutch oven or something like that, and it's in there for a while, it may start to eat away at that seasoning. And so what you have to do is apply a little oil to it once you've cleaned it, just a little bit of oil, wipe it down with paper towels, and heat it up a little bit on the stove or in the oven just for a couple minutes. And that's going to reapply that seasoning, and then you're good to go again.
Yes. Modern Cast Iron. What's on the front cover, Ashley?
Fajitas.
Yes, take me through that recipe.
This was kind of interesting. I turned to my mom for this recipe, actually, because fajitas are really easy. You know, we just kind of throw things together. But my mom's trick for this was to use a ribeye instead of a tougher piece of meat. You take a ribeye, cook it like, you know, season it how you'd like, cut it real thin. You want to go ahead and cook that in a cast iron pan or on a grill, a pan, or whatever you have you want to cook that in. What we did is we took little corn tortillas, again, because I'm gluten-free, and we heated them on a little grill pan, a cast iron grill pan, and just got them to a nice warmth and added our meat on top and our veggies. And it just couldn't be easier, but it's nice to know that you can make something that fresh with cast iron. You know, it doesn't have to be fried chicken and cornbread.
But it could be, too. That's the beauty. All right. And COVID-19, how has it changed your cooking, if it has?
Oh, goodness. We're all cooking more, aren't we? Because it's very difficult to go to a restaurant. We've refused to go. We have a small toddler in the house, and it's just not worth trying to go out and risk being around sickness. So we've been cooking at home and more than ever. So, and I think most everybody is. One of the big issues is finding the ingredients that you want to cook with. We're having a hard time getting the different things that we want. But again, the nice thing about these types of recipes that I have, it's that they are easily translated into something else. So, you know, if I don't have chicken, I probably have some kielbasa in the freezer, and I can pull that out and use that. So I'm turning to different things that I can freeze or that I can keep in the pantry. I'm hearing a lot of people are doing the same thing. And these recipes aren't like, you know, crazy recipes that I garnered from the far reaches of the internet. Most of these are family recipes and recipes from our good friends. So these are the ones that we have scribbled down in our little notebooks in our kitchens, you know, the ones that we pull out on a weekly basis. So I'm hearing that folks that are taking a look at the book are doing the same thing. They're adding them to their weekly rotations. I think that's wonderful.
Back to the simple days of life. All right. Modern Cast Iron. How do we find out more information, Ashley?
You can get Modern Cast Iron anywhere books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, that sort of thing. And then you can also find out more and find more newer recipes and that sort of thing on my blog at BigSisterKnows.com.
All right. Thanks for your time. Continue cooking. Modern Cast Iron, the complete guide to selecting, seasoning, cooking, and more. Thank you, Ashley Jones.